If you've been listening to what I've been saying about the state budget crisis, you know that I've been sharply critical of the governor for failing to show more leadership. Well, the blame, in my view, has shifted. Governor Granholm is finally trying to do something to help save our kids' education, at least in the short term. But Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop refuses to compromise or even to negotiate. Some tell me he's doing this for narrow, ideological reasons. Others say his stand is merely a cynical ploy to appeal to the hard right, to bolster his drive to win the Republican nomination for Attorney General next year. My guess is that it's both. What I know, however, is that those who are going to suffer if he succeeds are not Democrats or Republicans, but the one group of Michiganders who least deserve to be punished for the politician's failings, Michigan's schoolchildren. Last month, in an effort to close a nearly $3 billion budget deficit, the legislature cut the amount we spend to educate our students by $165 a child. But the governor then announced the shortfall was even greater than she'd thought and cut aid to education again, twice. For years, the legislature has made a special appropriation for those districts that voluntarily spent more to educate their kids before 1994. That's the year in which Proposal A shifted most of that responsibility from local communities to the state. The governor cut that appropriation and then cut all the schools again. This means that every school district in the state is now getting between $292 and $600 less per child than last year. This is bound to have a devastating effect. When the governor announced those cuts, she was immediately attacked by Mike Bishop. He said it was a clumsy and cynical attempt to get him to agree to a tax increase. He may have been right, but the money just wasn't there. The governor could, instead, have destroyed the state's entire network of agricultural extension programs, though that alone wouldn't have saved enough. Or she could have crippled higher education, something that yet may happen. Now, however, she's doing what she should do, imploring the citizens to urge the legislature to fix this problem. The House of Representatives tried to do so in the most painless way possible. They voted to use the last of the stimulus money to help the schools. Bishop won't even let the Senate vote on this. Now the governor is asking the public to urge narrowly targeted revenue increases. In an astonishing display of cynicism, possibly mingled with fear, Bishop called on her yesterday to stop it. As a leader of this state, she has a responsibility to bring calm and stability to the state, he said. Sorry, Senator, you're completely wrong, and I think you know it. She has an obligation to tell us when we've set fire to our own house, which is what our lawmakers have done. Without well-educated children, Michigan can have no prosperous future. The governor said something else yesterday. She said the legislature seems to care more about the oil and tobacco industries than they do our schools. If that isn't so, Senator Bishop, you need to do something to prove it, and the time for that is now.